welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter. We are the official podcast of Five Feline Farm, and we've actually had one of the felines roaming around in here.
So if you hear some rattling around, that would be Miss Honeybee.
She tends to inspect the cords to the computer.
Yeah, I think she is our inspector of all things, it
seems. Yes, she
is. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's the tissue box, if it's the wires, I don't see her though, so I don't know.
Yeah, she's been around.
But you might hear her.
Today, we're going to recap our market season, the 18th Street Farmers Market, where we are vendors, runs from the middle of May through the end of September, and we did a complete season outside of two of those Saturday mornings.
Yeah, we had one scheduled that we weren't going to be able to be at, and then there was one canceled because of rain.
Right. And when we say rain, we mean torrential downpours.
Yeah, all day.
Lightning and wind.
Yeah, all day.
And that's no fun.
No.
To be in a parking lot.
A customer or a vendor.
No. In those conditions. So, thankfully, we were able to attend all of the rest of them. Uh-huh. And it was a great, great season.
It really, really was. And I think this is our fifth season?
Fourth or fifth. I've lost count.
Yeah.
But we love doing that market.
We do. Yeah.
The people that we have met through that market have just been wonderful to us.
Mm-hmm. They support us. They encourage us. You know, especially toward the end of the season, we start to get a little bit tired and, you know, maybe a little grouchy. And when we show up on Saturday morning and the customers start to show up and talk to us, it is, I don't know, it's energizing.
It is energizing. That has been the craziest part of all of that is here we come at the end of the week. We're usually up by 3:30, making scones and packaging those. You're loading the truck. Mm-hmm. You're putting together the final produce. And by that time, by the time we get to the market and set up, we've put in...
We've been up several
five, 6 hours and, of work.
And loading product and, you know, some labor there. Not just, you know, laying around for
drinking
five
coffee.
Or 6 hours.
And you would think... And sometimes we do think, oh my, I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
I'd
can't
really
do this again.
Just like to go back to bed.
Uh-huh.
But that first customer shows up and we start talking and we see the other vendors and we start talking with them. And it truly is energizing.
It is energizing. It's like we forget that we're tired. And by the time the market's over 4 or 5 hours later, you know, standing on asphalt, I'm not tired.
No, it's just the funniest thing.
It is. Yeah.
So we had a great season. It was our best season ever, I think.
Oh, for sure.
We had more produce to offer.
Uh-huh. Thanks to two growers. We have additional growers.
We have two growers that have added their supplies to what we offer then at the market. So we have a great arrangement with them.
Uh-huh.
You planted more and different things this year.
Yep. I planted more focused produce this year that I know that people want.
Yes.
You know, I've tried some different things in the past and they'll set, you know, at this week, during the week. But you know, more tomatoes, more salad blend, and less of some of the things that don't sell as well. And that really seemed like that helped a lot.
And we're learning those kinds of things over time. One of the funniest things, I think, was your squash that came up here by the back door.
Yeah, we had some volunteer squash. and people absolutely loved them. And one of the other growers, Martha, had a very similar squash. And so those did very well, and people were excited about that. It's a very small variety and just fun.
And that seems to be the niche that we are filling at this farmer's market, is those quantities or sizes of fruits and really even scones. We offered a mini scone this year. And for those people who are just cooking for themselves,
they don't need a lot,
or they have a small family, or they want just a little bite of something. Uh-huh. And that seems to be the niche that we have.
Yeah. We don't have massive quantities of anything. And
right.
We even do some smaller salad packages for people that, because we have people that come to the market and say, I would love to have some salad, but I can't eat that much before it goes bad. So we do offer some smaller portions.
We added a small half-size jar of jam this year to our product
that's
line.
That's been really popular.
It has been. So we are going to continue to look at those things that we offer and see what we can do to, again, fill that need.
Meet the need of our customers.
Right. So it was just a great season.
It was. Yeah, it really was. And we got so much positive feedback. And we just really feel the love from our customers.
We do. And really, that's actually kind of a nice little segue into this book that I wrote over the past year. It's called The Long Road to Market. It's now available on Amazon in either digital download or print version. We also have some for sale here at the farm. And it really struck me about how we were removed from a real community for a period of time in our lives. And when we joined the market and when we came into this place, we really found a community, and we found the place that we belong in our community. And so this book, it's a quick read, doesn't take very long, but it really tells you how we moved from that place of loneliness
to kind of isolation, being out in the country, and
to a place of community and belonging and feeling that connection with others. So again, it's called The Long Road to Market, and it's available on Amazon or here at the farm.
And you actually had a few copies for that happened to arrive early in the week before our very last market.
Yes.
So those were sold very quickly.
Yes, they were. And thank you to everyone who bought one.
And we have another load coming
this week.
Yeah, this week we should have another shipment.
And that reminds me about the Mercantile, our on-site store. So tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening with that.
So we have some exciting changes coming to the Merc, and we're really... Now, okay, let's go back just a tiny bit, because I do refer to the Farm Fresh Mercantile as the Merc, because locally, a lot of people are getting to know it that way. So we just kind of shorten it. So I apologize if that's confusing, but I probably will refer to it as the Merc, just because that's what we have been doing. So we will have the Merc open for the first time the end of October, I think around the 27th,
October 27th, 2018.
And that will be our 1 year anniversary celebration, and we will have some changes from last year.
Yes, we will. Upgrades.
We have upgrades, and we have more in mind. For one, we have the corn crib now.
Oh, you've
available.
Got to come see the corn crib.
It's just an experience.
It is.
It's just a peaceful experience to sit back and just enjoy the country, and I don't know. I think it's worth.
It is. It's worth the drive to the country. Yeah. We're not that far removed from town. But we will be open from 9 to 3 that day. And then we are working toward establishing some regular hours for the Merc to be open. We anticipate being open a couple of Saturdays a month at a minimum. and we're working up to those regular hours.
Yeah, and I can see in the future, because we're having people that are, we had a lot of people at the market yesterday. We had little cards with a map to the Merc, and a lot of people were interested in coming out and just enjoying just this beautiful piece of property that we have.
Yes, you have created a beautiful landscape for people to enjoy, with flowers and the gardens right there, and there are gardens and flowers leading up to the Merc entrance, and we I don't know, we're just growing, and we have just, we know something exciting is coming.
Uh-huh, we do. Yeah, so we're going to have some upgrades, and I think we'll start working on some of that after we get through some of these challenges. Right now, we're kind of in transition with leaving the market for the season, and but
I wonder if we might take a short rest.
Yeah,
maybe. Probably not
January.
Right. You know, it will be weird next Saturday morning to
it
not
will.
Wake. I wonder. I'll probably just wake up at 3:30 anyway.
You might go in and start baking scones. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But that's going to be weird to sleep in on a Saturday.
And to not pack produce on Friday, or pick and pack and load the truck. And that'll be a big change.
It will. But we are then full on preparing for the Merc.
Yes.
We have some additional things we want to finish on the inside and do some expansion.
Yeah, we're going to, I'm excited.
I am too.
I mean, I can hardly contain myself sometimes, because there's so much opportunity, and we're really starting to, I think, get a real vision, getting a more narrow focus of what we're to do with this land.
So there is a lot more to come.
Oh, yes.
You've got to stay tuned both to this podcast, our social media outlets. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Uh-huh.
You can email us at fivefelinefarm@gmail.com. We have a website, fivefelinefarm.com. So there is just a lot happening.
And the other thing is, we will be naming the corn crib. Thank you for those who have submitted some wonderful suggestions. So we have lots of really, really good names
for
the corn crib. And we will be making a decision on that at the end of October, and have a nice little package of some, I don't know what all.
Cool prizes.
Yeah, it'll be cool. I mean, it's from Five Feline Farm.
How much cooler can it be?
So we'll announce that on the podcast too, what the new name of the corn crib will be. And I guess it will not be Cornzilla or...
Here we go again.
Okay.
Not Cornzilla.
Okay. Well, I had some really good names.
I know you did. That's why we asked for input from others.
Okay, so... Okay, well, anyway, so that'll be something that'll happen,
yes,
too.
Yes, we will announce that when the Merc has the anniversary opening on October 27th.
Yes.
We'll announce the name. So if you're in the area or want to make a road trip, come by and see us for
that. We'd love to see you. We'll have some free, fresh, roasted coffee right here at Five Feline Farm.
We are. So
maybe a little cider from, there's a nice orchard just down the road.
Grissom's?
Yeah.
There will be treats.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good time.
It will be.
We hope you can make it.
We do. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.